I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm gonna get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
This is the place for hot sports opinions, big name guests, funny bits, and wheels off moments. This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
The P1 six-pack is back. Swing by Three Nations Tap Room in Carrollton and grab the Couchsurfer Session IPA. Golden with a light body, this Session IPA finishes smooth and dry. Kick back, savor big flavor, and enjoy the laid-back vibes. Get it at the Tap Room or take it to go. Only available this month at Three Nations in downtown Carrollton.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. We've got a scene over here at Three Nations. Three Nations Brewery here in Carrollton, downtown Carrollton. Very cute little downtown area they have. Plenty of parking down here if you're thinking to yourself, I'd love to go down there and see those guys and check out the beer that they have, but I don't know. Yeah, there's lots of parking in the area. Lots of kids, we're finding out.
Lots of kids.
Yeah, it's all right. It's okay. It happens. It happens with the best of them. And we'll be here for the next hour and change, so come hang out with us. Get your weekend going. Nobody has to work at this point. I mean, it's come on. It's over. So Three Nations Brewing, we're promoting the brand-new beer that they have, which is the Couchsurfer IPA, around 4% ABV, so you can sip on it and not feel like that you're getting absolutely hammered. Okay, so it's Friday fun time. Sunday night is the Oscars.
Yes.
And kind of bummed because we will not be there on Monday to discuss. But I will be watching. I think I've seen half the movies that are nominated for Best Picture. I think McLaren's out here, and Matt and Craig. Craig is so diligent about this. Every year, Craig has seen every single movie that's been nominated.
And it's become unwieldy now that they nominate 10.
I know, but somehow he does it. Like, it's really, really impressive. I think Matt's close to the 10 as well.
I heard them talking about it, and I think he wanted to see Marty Supreme in the theater. And so he was waiting to try and find a
because
time to
squeeze
that in. Because
it was actually cheaper to go to the theater than it is to rent it at your house.
Yeah, and then the two foreign language films. He hadn't done those yet.
Yeah.
Which ones are those?
I don't know.
The one about the Brazilian Revolution?
Yeah. Yes.
And then...
probably one about Hitler or something after that. You know how it goes.
It's a... it's too many.
Stop. 10 is way too many. 5 was perfect. 6.
5 was just fine.
Did they go from 6 to 10?
I thought they went from 5 to 10.
They may have.
But I just...
but you know why they did it? They did it to get Black Panther, and I'm just naming generic movies that everybody has seen, to get those movies involved.
That's why,
more.
So F1 can make it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right.
Yeah,
they wanted
to recognize box office hits as well.
Yeah, and that's fine. I don't know if we'll ever see a box office hit win.
Yeah, but they can then, I mean, I guess nobody buys DVDs anymore, but you can put it on the box. Oscar nominee.
Yeah, and I think it does help cinema, right, overall. If you do put these movies out there, you're like, oh, wow, it was nominated for Best Picture.
So it's like the Pro Bowl.
Let's go see it. Yeah.
If everybody goes to the Pro Bowl, then doesn't mean anything.
It's not that cheap. Like Shador Sanders made the Pro Bowl.
It's not like a movie drops out due to injury and then some crappy movie gets named.
No, but you just said, I mean, for years and years and years to be Oscar nominated, it's implied you're a top 5 movie. And now they just move it to double that. And now you just pointed out properly that business improves if they can put that on the poster or on the...
no doubt.
So, I mean...
in a way.
It's a little puffy.
Yeah. So I love the monologues more than anything else. I mean, the awards themselves are great, but don't we all kind of tune in early just to see what the MC has to say, whoever the master of ceremonies du jour has to say?
Or the cold open if they do a sketch or something.
Yeah, like a musical number or something like that, which Billy Crystal obviously made super famous, and Seth MacFarlane, you know, kind of went in that direction too, and Conan, who's the host this year for third or fourth time, I can't remember how many times he's done it. He always does
that
now.
Is it just the second? I thought last year was his first.
Okay, maybe you're right.
Am I crazy?
No. Maybe you're right. This seems like he should have been done it more, though, but Kimmel did it for a long time because ABC was the one that carried it, and they wanted to help promote him. But I have pulled my favorite jokes.
Yeah, it's just his second time.
Okay, back to back. So I pulled my favorite jokes from the last few years.
I thought you were going to give us your picks.
No, I'm not going to give you my picks.
That doesn't sound fun.
No. From the last, let's say...
He is movie buzz.
30 years, okay? There's a few voices that you're going to recognize everyone. But I did throw Bob Hope. So I went back and watched the original televised Oscar from 1953.
Did they have any movies yet?
Yes, they did have films. And I watched Bob Hope's monologue. And I was like, you know what? Nice joke, dude. Like, it really hit. And it would resonate in today's world, too. A lot of those, and I watched a lot of Bob Hope over the last few days. I'm not going to lie. He got brought up, and I became obsessed with Bob. That's a... quite the voice on that youngster, isn't it?
It's the voice of an angel, yeah, is like, what it is.
Like Ozzy?
But I'm coming home.
Wonder if we were starting Crazy Train there for a second. No.
I want to play these for y'all. I want you to listen. If you have a little pen, maybe to remember, I would like for you to pick your favorite out of these.
Okay.
I know I've got one in particular, but here is my personally called greatest jokes from the host at the Oscars. I believe Jon Stewart leads us off.
Steven Spielberg is here.
Sir,
a pleasure. We've never met. A Best Director nomination for Munich. A tremendous film, and I congratulate you, sir. From the man who also gave us Schindler's List. Schindler's List and Munich. I think I speak for all Jews when I say, I can't wait to see what happens to us next. Trilogy!
Many great stars are here tonight. Olivia de Havilland is here. We have... Douglas and Margaret O'Brien. Mickey Rooney is here. Now, not a lot of people know this, but Mickey Rooney is the same age as the Earth. At one point, Mickey Rooney was the biggest box office star in all the 38 states. Mickey... I salute you. Where are you, Mickey? Hey! Hey! Mickey? Mickey? I'm sorry we couldn't get you a better seat, but Vin Diesel is here! Oh, good. Mickey is heckling me. Now, today's movie stars make millions of dollars, but Mickey Rooney was paid in shiny beads.
Ah, people all want to look good. Makes them feel better. When my wife went out, she had her face lifted. My luck, there was one just like it underneath. Just a joke, that's some kid. I'm not married, you know? But where was I? Makeup. No, makeup is important. Although last week I met a girl, makeup didn't help her at all. I mean, this girl was ugly. How ugly? When she goes to the bank, they turn off the cameras. Ugly, you kidding? I mean, ugly. She went to a plastic surgeon. He added a tail. All right.
But I want to say for the country that this is a big night for Hollywood. I've never seen so many Cadillacs, mink coats, diamonds, emeralds, rubies, ermine wraps. It looks like a PTA meeting in Texas. And keep your eyes on the losers tonight as they applaud the winners. You'll see great understanding, great sportsmanship, great acting.
One of the pictures nominated tonight for Best Foreign Film, as you know, Eat, drink, man, woman. Coincidentally, as I understand it, this is also how Arnold Schwarzenegger asked Maria Shriver out on their first date. Oh, man. Oh, geez.
Jonah Hill is nominated for his amazing performance in Wolf of Wall Street. That, honestly, I have to say, you showed us something in that film that I have not seen for a very, very long time.
I love Oscar history. Here's a little Oscar history. In 1929, the very first Oscar was given to actor Emil Jannings for his performance in The Way of All Flesh. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and he won again for All Flesh 2, Electric Fleshaloo. So, mistake. Down to business. Let's get down to business.
Things are changing. Yeah, we got a Black Rocky this year. Yeah, some people call it Creed. I call it Black Rocky. And that's a big, that's an unbelievable statement. I mean, because Rocky takes place in a world where white athletes are as good as black athletes. So Rocky's a science fiction movie. There's things that happen in Star Wars that are more believable than things that happen in Rocky, okay?
You have to give Barack Obama credit. He has overcome a great deal. Not just he is an African American. Barack Hussein Obama is his name. His middle name is the last name of Iraq's former tyrant. His last name rhymes with Osama. That's not easy to overcome. I think we all remember the ill-fated 1944 presidential campaign of Gadolf Hitler.
Oh, boy. So, my number one, and I honestly don't think it'll ever be top for me, with a close runner-up to David Letterman, Eat, Pray, Love, with the Arnold Schwarzenegger line about Maria Shriver
that's
proposing on the first date, but I can't tell you how funny still Gadolf Hitler is to me. It's so brilliantly presented. Everything's perfect about it.
I'm going to go with the Mickey Rooney line of comedy because that was really funny.
It was awesome.
He wouldn't stop.
Yes.
Who was that?
Steve Martin.
Steve Martin.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah. For me, it's between Steve Martin and Rodney Dangerfield.
Yeah, the tail joke was so good, man. That was from 1987, by the way.
Oh, man. Top notch.
Another one that didn't make the cut from Steve Martin was, he was like, you know, a lot of people say movies are too violent these days. And I tend to agree. He's like, I took a 9-year-old to go see Gladiator, and he cried the whole time. And then he goes, but I think it was probably because he didn't know who I was.
Wow, even better.
Yeah, yeah.
Layers.
All right. Let's come back and let's do Friday Fun Junior next.